Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Be'ezus Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 454. We're going to talk today about the importance and value of true Shalom Bayis. We explained already how the very creation demonstrates that Hashem created a husband and wife in a specific way and implanted in their nature the potential for deep love that is attainable only for husband and wife, beyond any friendship, beyond any type of a wholeness. When the Chazal say, without an Isha, you're half a person, or you're without those things that the Chazal describe, it's literal. No friendship could replace that. And we need to really read through the Torah and the Chazal, the Rishonim, to understand what a Torah marriage is. And even though V'hayu l'basar echad pretty much explains it all, but we're going to add insights to it as based on the Sefer Matayvu Hayalacha by Rabbi Aaron Cohn, Pure Oneness in English. We see from the Gemara how great Shalom is. This is a Gemara in Yavama Samachay. Gadol HaShalom, how great Shalom is, that even Hashem changed from the truth, removed from the truth for Shalom, because first it says, Sarah said, V'adoni Zakein, that my husband is old, but Hashem changed it to say, V'ani Zakanti, I am old, meaning she herself, Sarah. So you see, Hashem amended Sarah's words to spare Avram's feelings. For her words may have led Avram and Sarah to a disagreement. Rashi says that Sarah Amra Lashon Bizui. She said it in a derogatory way, but when Hashem revealed to Avram, said Vahani Zakanti, Shina Hadava Bnei Hashalim. So everyone understands that Avram, who was the pure representative of the Midas HaChesed in the world, would Hashem be worried about them quarreling? She didn't say anything terrible. She stated an obvious fact. He's old, like the natural way of the world is old. Can't bear any more children. What's the big deal about this? But the Svarim explain that Enochanami, Sarah's words would not have caused a machlokes. They were above that. But it would make a tiny roishim in their deep love. For example, maybe for a second, maybe he may have been bothered by it, even for a split second, and the connection would be weakened that moment, and Hashem didn't want that to happen either. Any stain, any strain in a couple's true love was enough of a reason where the Torah inaccurately quotes something, because true peace in a home is worth that. The Gemara from this anecdote, you see, it's permissible to alter the truth for the sake of Shalom Bayis, because the value of true love between husband and wife surpasses the value of pure, unadulterated truth. We had other shiurim, by the way, that we talked about that you have to base a relationship on honesty, on an MS. Avram and Sarah, they had a true, true relationship with honesty. And then on top of that, then there's a shinoi b'pnei hashalom. You can't base a whole relationship on a sheker, chas v'shalom. There has to be a truth, an honesty, a vulnerability, a sharing, so that there is an emistic, a loyalty between the two. But the ahava still, one can shift words around and do certain things subtly to avoid the negative aspects that could cause, like what Hashem did with Avram and Sarah. And then it says, fascinating, Vayavoy Yitzchak Oyahela, it says, Hash Yitzchak brought Rivka to her, the tent of Sarah Imai, Sarah his mother. Vayikachesis Rivka, he took Rivka. Vati loyla Isha, and she became his wife. Vayehoveha, and he loved her. Torah just expresses that. Vayehoveha, he loved her. That word, Vayehoveha, is a lesson for generations and generations, for nitzchias la'olam va'ed. A husband and wife naturally love each other. Vayeha veha. By Yaakov Avinu, it says the same thing. Vayehav Yaakov es Rachel. He loved Rachel. The Arachayim and other Mepharshim explain that the love for Rachel was because she was his Zivaga. And the Arachayim makes it very clear. Loy letzad yafiyaha. It's not because of her beauty. El letzad masha Rachel bas zugay. That true love came from that. And now, where it says Kisenua Leia, it's interesting that Yaakov felt that way because he thought that Leia deceived intentionally, and he thought about divorcing her, the Medrash Rabbah says. But once she had children, she said to the mother of these Shvatim, am I going to divorce her? And the Eitz Yosef on the Medrash explains that he wouldn't be Megarisher right in the house of Lavan, just after he would leave Lavan. But in between, Leah had children, so therefore his mind changed, and he said, no, to this the mother of these Shvatim, I'm not going to get divorced. Eich ti habar snua meimel chaviven is a Lashon that he uses. How could the bar, meaning the well, be hated, but the water be beloved? That's, by the way, a big yesoid to get to the point of loving the mother, not else the children, but to learn how to love the mother intrinsically because of the children. But that's another deep concept, not for now. And then, fascinating, even though Rachel was his main zivig, his ikar zivig, but again, before Matan Torah, he was allowed to marry two sisters. And Alpi Torah, generally, if they wouldn't be sisters, you would allow to be married to wives. He adds here that Gambe Roise Shu Iker Roy Bonov, once Yaakov recognized that most of his children came from Leah, Yoda Nemona Kihi Bas Zugai Haruila, he recognized then that she is also his true Zivig. Hashem wanted Yaakov to be married to both. You see, Api Kabbalah, if you learn Eitz Chaim, we're not going to get into it, where Rachel and Leah play a huge part in Yaakov and in Yisrael and in the connection there. You needed both. So we can't understand the Avos and the Emaos. We make that very, very clear. How they live their lives is beyond our comprehension. But nevertheless, there are lessons to be learned, so we learn those lessons. So to understand this, then basically there's a tremendous, the Rosh Hashiva Chabin, Rabbi Avram, said a fascinating vart in a sefer called Amudei HaShiva. He said that the reason why the Torah chose to write about the love in these psukim, meaning that Hashem loved, that Yitzhak loved Rivka, for example, is because ki yesh behem limud la'olam, because there's a limud for the whole world. Hashem yisbarach amar l'Moshe, this is amazing words, but it's so true. Hashem yisbarach amar l'Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu as he's writing the Torah, tichtoy vayehoveho, write that vayehoveho, that Yitzchak loved Rivka. Tichtoy vayehav, write that Yaakov loved Rachel. Hashem instructed Moshe to write that in the Sefer Torah, just like he instructed him to write Bereshis Bara and all the other mitzvahs. Write Vayehoveha, write Vayehav. Why did Hashem tell her to write that? Tell Moshe to write that. Obviously, we can learn lessons from that. What is the lesson? To achieve true unity in our home, to love a wife, to have a bishpacha, the way Hashem wants it, there needs to be an atmosphere of love and friendship between the couple. Ahava is a ahava of deep friendship and true love between husband and wife. It emphasizes Yitzchak. The first time is mentioned by Yitzchak is the Mida Gvura, which is discipline, which is more Yira than Ahava. And Hashem is telling us that even those personalities, or even in the Midah of Gvura, you need Benageya Ishva Ishtai, between husband and wife, to build a Mishpacha, you need it built on Ahava. You use the Gvura, your Midah, when you need to, but the Jewish home needs to be built on Ahava, on a kirva. That's why Yitzchak Vayeha Veha, he, even the Midas HaGvura, loved her. Torah sets aside Shana Rishayna, we talked about, where they lay the foundation as a couple in the new home. And it doesn't necessarily mean 365 days. We talked about it. Some couples attain a level of closeness more quickly than others, according to their nature. Some take more time. It's normal. But the idea of closeness is the goal. Sai the first year of marriage, sai all the years of marriage. Gemara in Yevamah says, Al Yevazishta Gegufay, loves his wife as he loves himself. Vamachabda Yoysimi Gufay, and honors her more than himself. And you instruct your sons and daughters in the upright path. And you marry them when they reach maturity. Then the pasuk says on that, your tent is at peace. What's peace? What does peace mean? It doesn't just mean let's treat each other nicely so we don't get into an argument. Let's be civil to each other so we don't get into a conflict. No, peace in a Jewish home is something else entirely. It comes from a ahava, loving his wife as himself. That's the peace. When a husband and wife reach a degree of such love to each other, that's how they love each other. That's how they love themselves in a healthy way. Peace is not refraining from conflicts alone. It's acts of love, acts of kindness, doing things that bring the couple together. That's when they would achieve shalom bayis. This is a Sefer Ayuch Yesharim, and that it says over there that if someone loves his wife solely on her beauty, again, we've said this many times, there's nothing wrong with appreciating a wife's beauty, but you don't marry someone based on their beauty and you don't love them based on their beauty. If someone loves his wife only looking at the externality of physical beauty, then he doesn't really love her herself. He loves just her beauty. And therefore, if she would lose her beauty, or over the, you know, as one ages, the beauty is diminished, then he'll get tired of her and try to find somebody else. But if someone truly loves his wife as himself, because she is part of him, they're all one flesh, they're all one, then he will love her, even if some of the beauty is diminished. Why? Because he loves himself, so he loves his wife. That's kigufai. She is part of him. It's okay to appreciate the physical beauty. That's fine. But a husband has to go beyond that. A wife has to also go beyond the externalities of why she loves her husband. And they have to recognize and internalize that it's part of them. They are one inherently. Bracha v'atzlacha.